The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, joining us to look ahead at a packed weekend of sport is Off the Ball's David Wilson. David, of course, we will start with Ireland versus Scotland. Huge game tomorrow. Can Ireland, they can still win the championship, but we need England to do us a favour.
Yeah, we need a few things to go our way. So Ireland are obviously taking on Scotland in the first of the Super Saturday games in the Six Nations. Just to give you kind of the run of the table, France are on 16 points, Scotland are on 16 points, and Ireland are on 14 points. So all those three teams can still win the Six Nations Championship. Ireland, what they need to do is they need to beat Scotland and hope basically England to do them a favour on Saturday evening against France in Paris. And Scotland also have their eyes on the title as well. But the Triple Crown is up for decision as well. Ireland are going for their ninth Triple Crown in the Six Nations era. Scotland haven't won the Triple Crown since 1990. So it's a bit of a... Yeah, it's an interesting game. And obviously Scotland have been out in the media this week. They've been
talking themselves up.
They're afraid of the Irish and we all know it.
Didn't sound it. They see us
as a hex. They see France as easier to beat than they see the Irish. That's the Scottish mentality.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, Ciara, because Scotland have beaten Ireland once in the last 16 games.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back in, I was looking at this during the week, between 1989 and 2001.
Oh, we never beat them.
We never bet them.
We finally made the breakthrough was in 2000 and it was like a miracle. Oh my God, yeah. They had such a hold over us.
Yeah.
But since then, it's been one-way traffic.
Yeah, so like, I think there was 14 games in that era and Ireland had won one. There was 12 Scotland wins and it was one draw. So the roles have reversed really.
Yeah, totally.
This could be
their year though, couldn't it? I mean, if you look at how inconsistent maybe we have been and if you look at the momentum behind them, obviously they lost to Italy, but since then they've been kind of powering on. And that performance against France was something else. It was like watching the All Blacks, but it was the old Scots. This is not in the bag for us by any means.
No, definitely not. I know Ireland kind of maybe rested one or two and one or two of them are coming back and Joe McCarthy and Dan Sheehan is back in from the start tomorrow. But that Scotland performance last week against France would frighten anybody, would frighten the Springboks, would frighten the All Blacks, would frighten the Aussies. Interestingly, and
France were awful though, weren't they?
They were, but Scotland still had to beat them. And putting 50 points on any French team is impressive. I think there's 15,000 French fans in Murrayfield as well. They were coming confident and obviously
France looked like they'd forgotten how to play rugby halfway. They looked like they were confused by what was the run of play. They couldn't believe it. That's what they looked like to me.
Their heads were kind of spinning and they couldn't actually...
Forward pass that they made from behind the line where it was like... They were literally, take it, fumble, like some of the best rugby player in the world. Like they were rattled entirely.
And Scotland needs to.
Aren't they going to win tomorrow? Aren't they?
I fancy Scotland to win tomorrow.
I was kind of joking when I said that. I was surprised the bookies have Ireland as pretty strong favourites, which I was kind of surprised at.
Yeah, like the last time Scotland have won, have beaten Ireland was a 27-22 win in Murrayfield. I think the famous came to Croke Park and beat us in the late 2000s as well. I remember Dan Parks put on a bit of an exhibition. But I think just interestingly, Ireland are going to be playing Scotland in Perth in next year's World Cup in 2027. So do Ireland take a loss tomorrow and then a win in that group game next year in the World Cup?
You want to win both of them.
Want to win both. The Scots don't like bad weather though and it's going to be a bit rainy.
Are the Scots not more used to bad weather than we are?
No. If you look at their run of form, I know way too much about Scottish rugby.
You do.
But they don't like bad weather. They fumble. They mess up.
Yeah. Like it could be a bear pit tomorrow at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah,
there's a bit of a... there's a nice rivalry between these two teams.
What do you make of the England-France game? Who would you fancy for that?
You'd have to say
France, but England must be...
England have a great record against France.
Yeah.
And they must be pissed off.
They have to be. But like, you can't be that bad. Like this, it's kind of rolled reverse with Ireland at the kind of the start of the Six Nations. England haven't lost four games in a championship since, I think, in 50 years. I think they've had... players off the pitch or players in the bin for 108 minutes in this tournament. So
also, it's been a really weird tournament. There's been loads of games that have gone against your expectations. If England won, you wouldn't be stunned.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if the same character is in that English team than
doesn't look there was.
No, that is true too.
Anyway, lots of other sport on this weekend. Yeah. GAA does a tasty encounter between Kerry and Mayo.
Yeah, Kerry and Mayo playing down in Division 1 in Tralee tomorrow. An interesting kind of storyline is this is Aidan O'Shea is kind of in line to make 100 appearances this year, and if he keeps going and keeps playing all these games, he could make his 100th Mayo appearance in the championship in the Connacht final. We're kind of thinking this would be the David Clifford versus Kobe McDonald kind of matchup. Kobe McDonald looks like he's not going to be involved. He's in under-20s action during the week. But it could be the David Clifford versus Aidan O'Shea kind of, you know, the master and the apprentice. Maybe they're two masters at this stage, I suppose. Killian O'Connor also looks to be back in the Mayo team as well for the first time in 2 years. He took a year out last year and didn't play. But Andy Moran has got everyone back together for Mayo. It seems like all the players that were kind of on the periphery of the squad that maybe weren't so, you know, enthused about being in the panel over the last couple of years, it seems like everyone's back. This is an interesting game because it seems like this year that all the teams want to make the National League final. So Kerry and Mayo are kind of on that precipice. And generally, Kerry and Mayo throws up a good, entertaining game, yeah, for the neutrals.
Oh, for sure. What about Dublin Armagh?
Dublin Armagh. So Dublin have Conor Callan isn't in their panel for tomorrow, and this is kind of a game at the opposite end of the table. Armagh have only had one win so far. Dublin had a good win last time out against Roscommon. Both will want to keep in Division One for the foreseeable. And Dublin, yeah, they haven't been great, but they have got two results. One was against Monaghan, one's against Roscommon. You could see them turning it on against Armagh tomorrow, but Armagh have kind of been close. They've lost four games. They've been close in every one of those games. So I think that could be a really interesting game. And we're kind of coming towards, championship is not too far away, so I think we're kind of thinking, yeah, this is where it gets a bit tasty, I think.
Okay, sorry, just to clarify, it'll be a 100 championship game.
100 championship game, yeah. Yeah, so it's okay. Just
his long, is extraordinary, yeah.
Longevity is just outrageous.
Just quickly with association football, or soccer as the Americans call it. must win game for Arsenal tomorrow, Liverpool Spurs and Man U versus Villa, I suppose the pick of the ties.
Yeah, I think they're the pick of the games. Obviously Arsenal are trying to keep their momentum going in the Premier League. They've been stodgy, they've been a bit nervous. Yeah. When they've had a bad result, they seem to kind of back it up with a win in the next game. They drew in the Champions League away to Bayer Leverkusen. It was a terrible week for all the English teams in Europe.
Arsenal didn't play well, but they got a point.
Yeah, and then I suppose on Sunday, Man United and Villa are both level on the same points. They're both going for European Champions League football. That's an interesting game. That's actually live on Off the Ball and News Talk on Sunday, okay, as is the Liverpool Spurs game. We've seen the kind of consternation with the Spurs goalkeeper during the week. Interesting to see. Probably Guillermo Vicari will come back. And Spurs are going to miss quite a few players again. Romero, Pellegrini is out. Mickey van de Ven is out. So they've just been a complete basket case. And it looks like the only way they're going is down.
And then, of course, there is the little matter of the League of Ireland. Bows at home to Galway United tonight. You may have noticed Shane Coleman's top there.
Yeah, they're the informed team in the League of Ireland. Have you started believing that this is...
I think we're going to be in the shake-up. I think Rovers are still favourites. I think it'd be silly to say otherwise, but we've looked really good and we've looked solid for the first time in years. So I'm hopeful, but I wouldn't go any further than that.
Yeah, I suppose 5 games in, we're still a bit early. The league table probably doesn't take shape until after 10 games and everyone's played each other. But yeah, Bows are taking on Galway at Derrymen Park tonight. There's a live commentary as well on Off the Ball on News Talk here this evening. St. Pat's are taking on Drogheda. Now, four of those games, those four meetings between those two sides last year, three of them are 0-0 and one of them was 1-0 in a 94-minute winner for Pat's last season. But Phil Egan has joined in the commentary box by Richie Towle, and when those two are involved, there's always goals.
Really?
Always goals.
Okay, yeah. Good to know.
Yeah. It's good to know that they have the magic touch. Thank you for that. That is David Wilson there from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.